Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold, hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, Global, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish at your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Bang, boom. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
And I'm Scarlett Fu.
Coming up today, we'll be hearing a few thoughts from Super Bowl winning former NFL quarterback Joe Theismann, plus talking the latest in golf. But first, let's begin with some... This is seismic.
It is.
College football news. USC and UCLA, they are both in talks to join the Big Ten, Scarlett. This is huge. This is if this comes off, this will be the first college conference from the East Coast to the West Coast.
It's going to be massive in terms of the reach. And really what it does is create two big leagues, right? The Big Ten and the SEC. And all of this goes back, Michael Barr, to things we were talking about last year when Oklahoma and Texas said they were leaving the Big 12 conference for the SEC, which basically got everyone thinking and a round of realignment. The Big Ten will now include schools like Michigan, Nebraska,
Michigan.
Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, UCLA, USC. I mean, think of the poor athletes who are going to have to be traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast for a game and then back again.
I better get an NIL deal if I'm one of these athletes on this team and I got to go from here to there. But let's be honest. This is about the money.
Oh, of course.
You know, let's just cut to the chase here. But the product, you can't argue with the product. I mean, and especially as you get into the latter part of the season, USC, maybe against Michigan. Oh, my. OMG. If I sound excited, it's because I am. This I can't describe how this is because, you know, if you're a college football fan, and I know some college football fans are out there, but what about the Pac-12? And is it, well, yeah. Sorry, man.
The Pac-12 still has volleyball, baseball, softball.
Yeah, yeah, it's
water polo.
And see, and that's another point. When we talk about this big deal with USC and UCLA, this, yes, football was the catalyst, but we're talking about all sports involved in this Big Ten basketball. Can you imagine in basketball, you've got USC, UCLA, Michigan, Michigan State. This is huge.
It is huge. I mean, I want to go back to that money point because it all comes back to TV contracts. And the Big Ten currently has a six-year, $2.64 billion TV deal that expires in 2023. So it's in a great position to come up with a huge new contract at a time when the TV audience market is really fragmented and every streaming service, every network is trying to get the most bang for their buck with attracting live viewers because there's only one thing that people will watch on appointment and that's live sports. I think the numbers here are critical because in the most recent fiscal year, you look at a conference like the Southeastern Conference, they distributed to each member school an average of $54.6 million. So if you belong to one of these richer conferences, you get paid out more. If you get paid out more, then you can put more money into your athletic program. The Big Ten reported paying about $54.3 million to each of its member schools. So comparable. Right. The Pac-12, guess how much they paid each school in the last fiscal year?
I'm going to change my voice just to compare it. How much?
Less than $20 million. Jeez. So from $54.6 million for the SEC and Big Ten to less than $20 million for Pac-12, that explains why UCLA and USC are making the moves they are.
And by the way, if you want to impress your friends playing Trivial Pursuit, when you get the 2024 edition, because that's when, if this all goes down, when this is supposed to take place.
Yeah.
And the question comes up, how many teams are in the Big Ten? And someone's going to say, oh, that's an easy one, Maroon 10. No, it's going to be 16 teams in this conference. Now they got to think about, do we have to change the name of the Big Ten?
I think that's part of its appeal, whether it's Big Ten or, I mean, whether it has 16 schools or 10 schools, it doesn't even matter at this point. Big Ten just rolls off the tongue. Let's not forget, too, UCLA, USC, they're based in the nation's number two media market.
That's right.
Greater LA. So you talk about rich TV contracts, you know, for the Big Ten to now get two premier schools in LA. That contract deal is going to be rich.
As my mom used to say, ooh, Lordy, this is going to be a big...
I think we need to get Greg Sankey back on.
Yes, yes.
The commissioner of the SEC.
Yeah, I'm sure he has some comments about it. Speaking of California, which we just brought up, we had just had a conversation with Oakland Athletics President Dave Campbell, who we spoke about, you know, projects moving forward, about building a new stadium.
Where they're going to play. Just that small matter.
Front location. Yeah, where they're going to play. Well, one hurdle got cleared last week. A California agency cleared the way for the A's to continue planning a $12 billion waterfront ballpark project. The San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission voted 23-2 to reclassify 56 acres, a terminal, at the Port of Oakland as a mixed-use area where a new ballpark could be built. And that's one of the major steps that the A's mm-hmm. needed to build that new ballpark, Scarlett.
Right. If they didn't get this yes vote, they basically would have said goodbye to Oakland at that point. And Dave Cavill would have then continued to look for sites in Las Vegas or anywhere else that might prove appealing. But this allows the A's to continue moving forward with plans to stay in Oakland.
Now, it's far from a done deal, folks. But this was the first step. If you are an A's fan and you want them to stay in Oakland, the first step in the right direction.
There's still lots of other agencies that need to approve everything, including, yeah. Let's just throw one out there. The California Department of Toxic Substances Control, which needs to approve a plan for toxic remediation around the area of the proposed site. Then there's they need to develop a binding development agreement and community benefits package to address the details of the project with Oakland. So there's still a lot of work to be done.
Now, the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, happy, said the approval moved the city closer to bringing, as a quote, this bold vision into a beautiful reality and keep our A's rooted in Oakland for generations to come. That's important because now the A's, they're the only team, major league team of the major food groups that's in Oakland because the Raiders, mm-hmm. obviously now they're in Vegas. So they need to keep the A's in Oakland, I hope.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do.
those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Moving along. Ah, boy. The LIV Golf Series.
Civil War.
Yeah. This is not going away. Seven more players have been indefinitely suspended because of their participation in a LIV golf event. And we're talking about the one that pretty much just wrapped up taking place in Portland. And this thing is not going to go away.
So it's what, seven players in addition to the 17 that have already been suspended. So now 24 players in the PGA Tour are no longer welcome to play for PGA Tour because they participated with LIV, right?
That's correct. One of those players, Patrick Reed, he has moved now, and here's my card, and see you later, bye. And now he's playing in the LIV
tournament. Yeah, he resigned his tour membership.
That's right. Now, let's show you something, though, that, you know, this is real. There are families that are in the Oregon area, North Plains, Oregon, to be exact. They're angry that the LIV golf tournament, the event, teed off there because some of their family members were lost in the 9/11 attacks.
Oh, right. And Saudi Arabia was one of the sponsoring countries of some of the terrorists who hijacked the planes.
Yeah, they want the Saudi government to be held accountable for the terrorist attacks. Never mind what happened to the journalist about the latest Khashoggi.
Yeah.
Jamal Khashoggi. And so this is real, folks. And I know it's, you know, there's a lot of money out there. I get it. But again, let's keep it in perspective about what this really is all about. But that brings us talking about golf. You know who loves golf? Joe Theismann. And
Joe Theismann is a man of many talents.
Yes, he is. Well, see, I always say that. It's like athletes can do other things. Me, I could bowl and maybe pitch horseshoes. And that's about it. And I'm not
That's
good.
A lot of other things.
It's, but Joe Theismann, he loves playing golf.
He had a great way of describing, you know, the thought process that goes along when you're actually playing golf. I don't know if it's love.
Yeah, you're right. Let me add that he is that's very good. He is participating in the American Century Championship Celebrity Golf event that is coming up very shortly. We have him, and he's going to come up later on for our Business of Sports show later on.
Shed a bit
week.
Of light, yeah. Share his thoughts on golf.
But let's just take a peek into his thoughts, shall we?
It looks simple. The ball isn't moving. It's sitting there. Okay, so you say to yourself, I can hit this thing. But yet, it's an individual sport. I mean, obviously, when you're at the professional level, and that's the thing that amazes me, a lot of people hit the golf ball off the tee pretty well. But when you get to the fairway, your second shot, your shots in, putting, chipping, and all that stuff is where you really see the separation of the really great players and those that, you know, that think they can be great. But I love the game. It seems like every other sporting event that people participate in, it's action and reaction. Tennis, hockey, football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, cricket, you're reacting. In golf, you hit a shot, and then you get to beat yourself up over a four minute walk, and ask yourself, why did I hit that shot? Should I have pressed the club a little bit more forward? I've got to stay in the shot. I've got to fire my hips. Is my grip okay? Are the grips wet? Is the grass wet? What's the lie look like?
You're making me
anxious.
Is
it above my feet? Is it below my feet? Now this is the conversation you have with yourself over the next 4 minutes. Now you get over the ball again, and you've got to hit it, and it's still not moving. But it's almost, I swear, those little dimples looking at you, they're like little smiles. Like, you think you're really going to hit me, aren't you?
I know that you are taking part at the American Century Championship at the 33rd Rendition. Yeah. It's a celebrity golf preeminent tournament.
This is my 31st year playing in it, of the 33.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'd be July 8th on the Golf Channel, and then on NBC Saturday and Sunday the 9th and 10th. And, I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford's a new addition this year. Dwayne Wade's going to play this year. Alex Caruso, John Lester are our new players. Then the Currys, you know, Steph and Seth. And, you know, I mean, everybody, the whole entire family plays. Dell, I played with Dell a few years back. And the great thing about the American Century Tournament is we've raised over $6 million for charities. But the American Century Investment Company gives away over 40% of their earnings to the Stauer Institute for Medical Research in Kansas City. Over 40% of their net profits are given to the Stauer Institute and for other charities to be able to do medical research. And the Stauer Institute's only been established since 2000. $1.8 billion has been given.
Yeah, so this
research.
Is why you do
it. This company is so incredible, and they've been behind this tournament. They do a fabulous job, and it's a thrill to be able to play in this tournament. It's an honor. Guys and gals just want to get in. Annika, for example, is playing in it. She didn't play for a couple of years, and then she came back, and she almost won it. Like, yeah, I mean, the names go on. Tony Romo, Justin Timberlake, John Smoltz. Vinny Del Negro won it last year. Vinny's father had passed away the previous week in hospice, and he beat John Smoltz in a playoff last year. I mean, there's guys that can play. I mean, it isn't just a bunch of guys banging the ball around, guys and gals just hitting the ball around. This is competitive.
Yep.
Everybody wants to do well, and there's a $600,000 stake at money when it comes to prize money.
Super Bowl winning champion quarterback Joe Theismann laying some knowledge on us. Again, he's going to be taking center stage at Edgewood Tahoe July 6th through the 10th for the American Century Championship Celebrity Golf Tournament. And he's pretty good. I mean,
he puts a lot of thought into it. I mean, he definitely like has his approach and has his philosophy and appreciates how other people have kind of framed the game, the philosophy of golf as well.
It's, you know, like a zen. You know,
yes.
You take a golf club and you hold it up. Now I'm going to get all zen like now. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. Zen. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scarlett Fu. Zen. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Explore the world of money and sports. And you can catch me on Twitter at Big Bar Sports.
You know, I Twitter and Zen just don't go together. They're like complete opposites. Twitter is the opposite of Zen. So you can catch me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
That glass shattering, that was right there. You're listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.